This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is this thumbs up? Is it thumbs down? And maybe more importantly, what does it mean to you? Because my brain, 888-957-9570, the second the pick happened, I didn't go to YouTube to watch Ricky Pearsall highlights. I did exactly what I tweeted. Uh-oh. That feels to me like it's setting up something else. And everything that has happened since then feels like it's setting up something else. The 49ers took Debo conversations into an offseason. You never heard them say, yeah, we're open to a trade. Nick Bosa into the offseason. They laughed off the idea of taking phone calls. Suddenly this week, highlighted by yesterday, you never close the door to a trade.
Right, right.
You can hear that the 49ers are at minimum burning up the phones right now as we speak.
Exactly, with the first pick in the second round coming up in an hour and 44 minutes. At least Buffalo will be on the clock at that point. And whether or not Buffalo has cap space or not, it's something we'll talk about as the show goes on. I'm just looking at David Lombardi's tweet, and he's mentioning that if they trade Debo today, it's a $40 million cap hit. It's $22 million this year, and the remaining $18 would hit next year. So there is a possibility that they just roll into this year with Debo, with
Absolutely.
Brandon, with Ricky, with Juwan, with, you know, Trent and Chris Conley and the rest of the receivers, and, you know, Ricky Bell and
Ronnie,
Danny
Bobby,
Gray,
Ricky
Ronnie
Mike,
Bell, not Ricky
If I
Bell.
Love the team, who cares who you like?
Exactly.
Let's go.
So there is a chance, and maybe it's a better than 50-50 chance that they do that, but I would imagine that the phone lines are open like ours are open at 888-957-9570. I like the pick, Mark, and I like the player, and I like the pick.
No, he does look like a really...
I gave it a C+. Ask me about any draft ever, and it's
always
a C+.
Why
kind
is
of my
that?
Bit.
Yeah, no,
because
that,
I'm with you as far as draft
right.
grades. And you and I did this, I think, on Tuesday, where we started to grade the draft from 2022.
Thank you.
We went pick by pick, and you can look now, 2 years removed, and say, okay, did you like the pick? Did you like the player?
Yeah, Mel Kiper, I want your draft grades. I just want them on April 26th, 2026.
Right. 4-26-26. That's cool.
I don't want him today. What the hell do you know? Oh, Ricky Pearsall. Well, his arms and his fingers. And
yeah.
Like, stop. What are you doing? That's not sports. He might be incredible.
Yeah.
He might stink out loud. He
you
might
just
be,
don't know.
Might be a good fit. He might be a bad fit. He might get hurt every year like Jalen Hurd. So, no clue how this is going to go. I'm much more interested in the concept of the 49ers having what is set up to be one of the most expensive wide receiver rooms in the NFL, and they waltzed up to the first-round podium and took a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean to everybody? What does it mean to you?
At the very least, well, it means one of two things. Either they're trading Debo, because I think that the trading Brandon Ayuk is done. I don't think that they're going to settle for a second and a future fourth or a second and a third. I don't think that that is enough compensation. I do think they shopped him hard. They wanted to move up in the first round. They didn't get the bites that they wanted. The draft turned out to be a little bit funky with six QBs in the first 12 and no defensive player going in the first 14. So the draft went a little bit weird to where there was so much offense gone that the teams that were sitting there for a wide receiver, they had a chance to kind of wait, and teams who maybe would have gone elsewhere decided to make moves later in the draft. And so I don't think the Niners got the offer that they wanted for Ayuk, and so they get to 31 and they pick a receiver thinking about door number two, which is, you know what, we might as well take a receiver that we really like now and be ready for next year when maybe we want to move off of Debo. And the thing that strikes me, Mark, is we all want them to do this with the offensive line, yet we're all appalled when they do it for wide receiver, because all fans have been saying is, you know, you need to take a corner just in case, you know, so when, you know, when Demo is gone and when Charvarius is gone, and you need to take an offensive lineman so when Trent is gone, or maybe, you know, you move off the right tackle. But when they do it at receiver, we all think it's a wasted pick.
Yeah. No,
seems a little bit hypocritical.
It's a good point, and but I get why. It's because the perception right now is that the 49ers are dealing with a large area of strength at wide receiver, and everybody wants you. There's like this thing in the draft when you're a fan. You want them to address their needs in order, which is really a, like, y'all, we got a screw loose when we do that.
Right.
That's a very poor way to draft. We need a tackle. Let's take the best tackle available when it's our turn. Horrible way to draft. And every team will say it, and you know it. It's a terrible way to do your fantasy draft. I need a receiver. I'm going to take the best receiver available. Well, you're probably going to lose your fantasy draft because you have to – you have to see the whole weekend, the whole picture. If the 49ers had taken a wide receiver in round three, nobody would have even blinked. Nobody would have even blinked. And they think this guy is special. They grabbed him in the first round. The last time they did that with a receiver, his name was Brandon Ayuk. And the time before they took a receiver in the 30s, his name was Debo Samuel. You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
You're going Kirk Cousins on me. Well, he doesn't like that.
R.I.P. Kirk. Good Lord, what a night for him. But anyway, like, it's interesting. We all want that to go in order. The Niners are abundantly aware that they need to address offensive line, and I have no doubt that later today and tomorrow they will do exactly that. And this whole thing will get addressed. Here's something else I thought of, and this goes out to the Kyle Shanahan is arrogant crowd, because, well, yeah, he is. I personally am not bothered by that. I think he's a phenomenal coach. But a lot of people get bugged by the arrogance of Kyle Shanahan, and sometimes by extension, the arrogance of the whole organization by their behavior, right? Think about this now. Think about this. If we really break down the way the night went, I think we've spent the last few weeks doing the whole, would you rather have Brandon or Debo? One is this style. One is that style. One's healthier. One's not. One can run the ball. One's more traditional. We're doing the, and then which is more replaceable? If the Niners need to clear some money in the room, who's more replaceable? Did you see the way the Niners approached this draft? They didn't go in trying to replace Brandon Ayuk. They didn't go in trying to replace Debo Samuel. They went in and said, we'll replace either. We don't really give a rip. We think we can replace either one of them with a snap of the fingers. We're going to spend 2 hours trying to trade Brandon. And if that doesn't work, then we'll spend the next 2 hours trying to trade Debo. My mind was blown how yesterday turned into either, both, whatever.
Either, yeah.
We're just going to get work. Yeah, we can do this in a number of ways, which felt very confident. That felt very confident, and we all know who's running offense and wide receivers with the 49ers. It felt very confident to think, okay, this is a business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To clear money, and they looked at each other and went, which one should we move on from? And Kyle went, like, picked his teeth. Either.
Or neither.
Whatever.
I mean, either or
wow,
neither.
That's next level.
Yeah.
That is some chutzpah.
It is. And, you know, if you're Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, you're not feeling the heat on the seat at all. Your seat is actually ice cold. So you've got a lot of wiggle room. Not a little wiggle room. You've got all the room you need. And so you get down to the 31st pick and you like the player. And I'm assuming that they really like the player because you wouldn't have drafted him if you didn't like him. And so you look at a wide receiver and maybe he was the best available player on their board. And you take him thinking, at the very worst, you've got a guy who you can draft and stash for next year. And maybe you use him on punt return, or maybe he ends up being in the Ronnie Bell, you know, role, or maybe he's Ray McLeod, you know?
Well, I mean, at minimum.
At minimum, he's Ray Ray.
Although Trent Taylor is there, too. There are people who can do that.
Right.
They sometimes mix and match, right? Sometimes they're like, throw Debo back there. We really need a return.
Yeah.
So they might mess around with a little bit. That's actually one of the things I like about it. If they keep Debo, and that remains my number one hope. This was step one to my number one hope. My number one hope was deal with this next March. Deal with it next March, but at some point in this draft, draft the guy who you feel is going to be ready to really, really boogie in year two. And I do want to spend today seeing if you and I can find common ground on this. It's not that I don't think rookies can go play. They can go play. They can contribute. You mentioned there's a list of them who achieved 700 yards.
Yep.
And I'm like, right, they can do that. I look at Debo and Brandon as much bigger than, hey, can you do 700 yards? They have this intricate leadership role with blocking downfield and emotional. And, right, Debo is out in front of the boombox and all of the things that these players do. So to replace that when you are 21 or 22 and you've never played in the NFL before and be ready to do it by week one, I don't find it impossible. I find it wildly unlikely. So
he's not going to carry the boombox, well, but can he go out and have 50 catches and have 600 yards?
Yeah, but that's not enough. That's not Debo. Debo is much more than that. I know that's what maybe his catches were.
He's 60 for 892.
Right, and so that's much more than 600, but he also missed a bunch of games. And he also runs the ball a lot.
He missed two games.
Yeah, well, but he also barely played in three others. So he went out in the first quarter of a couple games. He was a decoy in another game. Debo missed some time. My point is, it's very unlikely that that would be an A-to-A replacement. I'd rather have the guy here for a year and let him really boogie come year two. However, you make a good point in responding to that, which is, boy, that feels awkward for Debo Samuel this year.
Right, because you're going to have the guy who is likely going to replace you. And Debo knows what his dead cap number is, and he knows his contractual situation. And whether he gets traded between now and the end of the weekend, or if he comes back and he's cut next year, he understands that the writing is somewhat on the wall for his time as a 49er. So if you're Debo, you might actually look forward to getting traded today or tomorrow to get that fresh start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.